names, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
You said you had tattoos. What are your tattoos? I have six same tattoos as BAM.
So you have a lot of the same tattoos as BAM. Are they in the same spot as BAM?
Not the same spot, but same tattoos.
Do you have anyone else's identical tattoos aside from BAM's?
No. But I just want to tell you that Radio BAM is the best fucking show ever.
We appreciate the hell out of that. This is one guy in Finland who...
I don't know about
TKY. Hey, that's one guy in Finland.
Yeah.
I said, oh.
Oh,
I'm back.
You are.
So apparently I'm 30 now.
Holy smokes.
I just had a surprise birthday bash.
What is your official birth date?
September 28th.
So you're not 30.
But I pulled into the driveway and there was like 100 people there with a big sign that Kim made that said BAM's birthday bash. So that's what happened. And then... there always has to be drama involved. So Murray, who works on this very radio station, he was on the pink four-wheeler, and he's getting yelled at right now.
I'm fucking yelling at him. He's fucking touching shit, trying to fucking I Am New York right now. What are you fucking doing? You look like a fucking face of Valium.
So the same hospital outfit.
Look, he deserves it, man. He fucked up yesterday.
He's still wearing the hospital outfit, but he got on the pink four-wheeler that says... if you're not Missy, you're going to look pretty damn gay on this thing. That's what it says on the license plate. And he was driving it around, and as soon as he started it, he almost flipped it already. And I'm like, dude, you're going to flip that thing. Then I look over 10 minutes later, and he's driving through the bushes going, woo! And then he hits a tree, and he goes fucking flying 15 feet, and he knocks himself out cold.
It
was scary.
You were snoring. It was
to
a
the
hard
point
hit, dude.
Where two ambulances showed up, a fire fucking truck, two state troopers. I don't know why, but they came. And then there was a helicopter flying above on standby, ready to land to take him out. And all you kept saying is, I had to fucking piss.
I had to make him give me a catheter in my dick so I could piss later. It sucked.
Have you seen the photos of you?
I've seen some of them, yeah.
You were out, I'm not kidding, you were snoring for like 10 minutes and it was really scary. And then finally when you snapped out of it and woke up, you just go, what? I'm going to the hospital. I'm like, yes, Murray, you have to go to the hospital.
They're putting him on the stretcher.
Boring.
They're putting him on the stretcher. He's like, boring.
Boring. On the stretcher.
After surviving, like, dude, you were touched by God that day, dude. Yeah.
You landed right near the cemetery, the pet cemetery.
Oh, man. I landed on the pet cemetery. Right?
What? Yeah. Do you remember what happened? Why would you do that?
I remember... I hopped on it today to see how fast it actually went, sober.
In your fucking medical gown.
And I was, like, brushing bushes by, and then I go past to go around the back to the hobbit hole, and I didn't know there were three cheese lined up there.
Three cheese pieces.
Lined up.
Chad can't eat it.
No.
And then by the time I realized it was too late, and I think I bailed to the left right at the last second.
Yeah, you did.
I don't think you went through the trees.
You look like you hit it head the fuck on, dude.
I have two scratches on my arm and that's it.
Franz was filming, but he was filming something else.
I saw the accident.
Touched by God.
You nailed that tree so fucking hard. You went flying like a motherfucker, and then once you landed, you were just out cold. Like, really scary.
You look like real Ray Brower. You look like a dead body.
You look like Ray Brower. You stand by me.
Yeah. It started to smell like death, dude. It was on borderline.
I was like happy that you were breathing. Because you were snoring, so obviously you were breathing.
Yeah. Well, thank God everything's okay.
Then Shit Goose goes, maybe he's just tired. Now he's knocked out, you fucking asshole.
They take him over to Crozier. I go to the hospital with him.
They take him
over to fucking Crozier, and there's a
five, what,
quadruple,
quadruple.
No, no, no.
Shooting.
There was five. There was five.
That's quadruple.
Five people.
There was a
got
quadruple.
Shooting.
That's a quadruple.
Five people got shot four. In a park.
Yes.
And there was a ton of people outside screaming and crying about it, and they locked me out of the emergency room, and I was outside on the curb waiting for your ridiculous pink ATC riding ass.
ATV.
Yeah, I was next to a guy getting a bullet pulled out of his femur bone.
It's
he was
that's not an
murder.
ATC. That's a three-wheeler. He was on a four-wheeler.
They stopped riding him in the 80s.
And a pink one at that.
The band is
cooler.
Yeah. Murray, wait till
really
Jez
scary.
Gets here, dude. He's still fucking terrified.
Was,
you terrified Ava.
When the police show up.
Jez's daughter.
No, she's fine. No. But when the police showed up, they were like, what's his name? I'm like, his name is fucking Murray. And then he's like, what's your name? My name is Robert Valino. I thought he said his name was Murray. I'm like, well, that's what we call him. We call him Murray. What? His name is Robert, but you call him Murray?
Yeah. Looks like Murray.
Now I got to explain to the fucking state troopers how you got the name Murray, which is a grandmom. Tell the story.
How did you get the name Murray?
When I met the guys in my band like 15 years ago.
I can't hear what you're saying. You're Valley Boy.
When I met the fellows in my band 15 years ago, I went over to the Steve's house, the bass player, and knocked on the door. And his mom answered the door and said, oh, you must be Murray. And I just was like, yeah.
You just went with it.
I just went with it.
Why wouldn't you say no? My name is Bobby Valino.
I don't know. I just said, yeah.
Murray's so much of a cooler name.
I don't know what happened. And then she's like the nicest lady ever. No, but for 9 months, she called me Murray, and nobody had the heart to tell her it wasn't my real name. So then everybody started mocking her, calling me Murray. And then I get introduced as Murray. And
even funnier. When I go there to pick up Chad, I thought you were coming out. There's all these cops standing there. They wouldn't let me in. I thought you guys got arrested.
Oh,
Jesse. But then Chad calls me over, and then I'm standing there. A social worker comes out to say that you're all right. Chad was waiting on him, and she was asking your name, and I'm like, Murray? And she's like, Murray what? And I had nothing else to say.
I don't know. Yeah, they wanted to make sure I had health insurance.
Jess, you saw it going down.
Yeah, Jesse.
Jess is here from CKY.
I haven't talked to Jess since. I got a text. Jess was scared as shit. It was like a fucking eerie scene, dude. Wasn't it like a death like?
It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. Because I didn't know whether you went through the branches, like the V.
You
the
broke a bunch of branches. Yeah. I don't know if it was the four-wheeler or you.
Look at him. He's in his hospital suit now.
Well, he's all scratched up.
And when I looked at you, I walked over and just to make sure you were breathing and... Your arm was like, you know, all bent backwards, crazy looking, like you only see when somebody's really fucked up.
It was no good.
You were like snoring. You sounded like a grape lady, but like all tired.
A what?
The grape lady.
Who's the grape lady?
You don't know?
Grape lady video.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that. When she's stoned the grape.
But you were asleep.
I didn't want to get too close to you, though, because I had Ava with me. She was riding on my four-wheeler, and I didn't want to, like, freak her out, you know?
She wanted to drive it more.
That's what I said. I was like, I had the little talk with her afterwards, like, Ava, you okay from seeing that? Like, did that freak you out? And she was just like, nah.
It was scary, man.
That's good, thanks.
Yeah, it was scary.
Abe said Phil's hands were shaking so much he got trouble dialing 911.
He's
right behind you.
Phil said he thought you hit the tree at 90 miles an hour.
Dude.
I was like,
I was
no.
going really
more
fast.
Like 45.
Yeah. 40, that quad.
But 45 is fucking fast as hell.
He took a long run, dude.
Well, whatever the top speed of that quad is,
45.
Add more because he was going down a hill.
Dude, you went flying, dude.
You just went, you were skimming all the bushes, and then you just go, woohoo! And then.
What about when the firefighters came? There's like
I love when he actually, after like 10 minutes of him being completely asleep and knocked out, he wakes up and then he's like, what? I'm going to the hospital. I'm like, yes, Murray, you were knocked out for like 10 minutes. You have to go to the hospital. Boring.
Yeah, you were coming too, and you're just like, oh, I gotta take a piss.
That's all you cared about was taking a piss.
This guy couldn't urinate all day, though, right, in the hospital?
No, all night in the hospital for 3 hours in the CAT scan. I got this jug on my penis.
Because of the way you were laying down?
And I wasn't allowed to move.
You have one on right now?
No.
All right, Murray's in a hospital gown, ladies and gentlemen, right now.
Check that out.
And Juliet Lewis is playing tonight, and you're also going like that.
I'm going like
that. Gee, did you put photos up?
It's going to be a great conversation piece.
Oh, good job, G.
I'll do it now.
Oh, yeah.
Did anybody film
Ryan
that?
G's updating.
I'll do it on your Twitter
I don't
site.
Know. There was talk about they were going to film, but it was too, like, traumatizing.
It was, dude.
Yeah, it was scary.
do I film now?
I said to film. I was like, just fucking film, because I saw you breathing, I was like, he's going to be, I hope, okay.
Well, probably, I mean, there
definitely
was
going to be brain
even
dead.
If I wasn't, I wanted to be on tape, you know.
Well, you're fine now.
Yeah, there was so, cameras like everywhere, so I didn't know if somebody might have caught it or something.
Second half of what I believe was filmed once, like, everybody was like, okay, he's alive, and then they started filming again.
Yeah, but not the actual hit was filmed. No, probably, I don't think, huh?
Scoot over, that. Jesse.
A lot of people that's saw a shame. It, though.
I know, a ton of people saw it, man. Yeah, I was
because, probably because I was like, woohoo!
I happened to look over at that exact moment, and I saw you go flying.
I was right next to you. Like, dude, you came around the lip, like, right behind me, and then hit the tree right in front of me, man.
The plan was to go around the hobbit hole, and I didn't know there were three trees lined up blocking the way.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. That's what I was saying. Like, you were going so fast, and I was like, look. What did he expect was going to happen? There's a dumpster there.
I go
there's
running up on you, dude. I thought your face was going to be off.
Yeah, that's yeah. What you said.
Really?
Right.
Jess, I've been drinking Gold Slager all day.
It's a good one.
And Jocasa wants me to lose some weight, so I'm not going to eat today. And he's like, no, eat.
Well, what? You know, I can't tell you not to eat. Dude, eating, you're drinking instead of eating, which is not the right thing.
But I feel like I've lost
perfect.
Weight.
Well, that's because we worked out some days.
My wife's cousin was here. She came to the party.
Louie wants to fuck her, by the way.
She's never been here. Yeah, I know.
Her name is Jess, right?
Yeah. And she said...
You want to fuck her too, Anna?
She just walked up, and it was Jocasa going up the BAM just going... Shirt off now, sit-ups right now.
Because
like,
I need
what's
inspiration.
What's going on around
no, inspiration.
This guy goes, take your shirt off for some
he wants crits. Me to do sit-ups. Well, I need to see him do sit-ups with his shirt off, and then I'll get some inspiration.
Shirt off, yeah. Sit-ups now.
For street creds. For street creds.
Street creds.
Yeah.
Plus, there's a gay dude named Matt there who totally saw a photo of Jocasa, and he's like, he's so fucking hot out. So he was sitting right there, and I was like, just take your shirt off. Just so I can get some enjoyment.
What, yesterday?
Kind of like a dick tease, yeah.
Teaser.
I've been sipping on Goldschlager.
See, Hannah takes his shirt off on the tour bus to get me excited.
Get you
does it work?
Oh, yeah, every time.
Them big Irish titties. Get you every time. Sorry, Hannah.
It's all right, I'm Irish. I'm cool with
dude, that. I feel like Mariah so Carey. I'm drinking fucking gold right now.
You're going to doo-doo glitter?
No, it looks like... I'm
drinking Goldschlager, but it's at the bottom, and there's all these little gold chips.
That's what Mariah Carey pissed.
Mary's photo's up on your Twitter account.
Oh, it is? Yeah. Well, what's the Twitter account?
It's twitter.com/BAM.
Hey, if you want to call 877-PORNBAG, we'll probably answer your call, maybe.
Say it again, Jay.
It's BAM underscore Margera.
No, I'm going to play...
Yeah, we should take some calls.
Yeah, yeah, we'll take some calls, but I want to play Tokyo Hotel first.
Yeah, well, that's good,
you can
good
do it
too.
Yourself.
Because I was just with these dudes, and they're so huge in Europe that they did a fucking autograph signing at a BMW place, and once they were done, after 3 hours of signing, they all got to choose what BMW they wanted.
Aren't they the Hanoi Rocks-looking dudes with the crazy hair?
Yeah, but they're like 21 years old.
How do you know they're
huge? Oh, those guys? How do I know they... Dude, they sold millions and millions of copies.
With the haircuts?
It's a fact.
Well, let's see.
There's only a million people in Finland.
Well, let's see.
No, they're from Germany. They're
sold
huge.
Sold a copy to everybody in Finland?
Who is it?
They're so big time that BMW gave all of them a car.
Who
the
is
name?
It?
Even the drummer.
Well, I'm excited to hear who is
like,
it.
Like world class beavers or like the highest priced ones?
What's their name?
His name is Bill, but he looks like a girl, and I don't even know
they
why.
They gave Bill a BMW?
They gave Bill a BMW. They gave all the other five members of the Tokyo Hotel.
I need
Tokyo
a BMW.
Hotel.
All right, good.
Yeah. Well, like, here it is.
Tokyo nice Hotel.
I hit play.
Radio BAM.
Another moment.
shining through them all soon.
Looks like I give a fuck.
Holy Lord, I got a boner.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner.
Turn it up, faction.
Oh, yeah, we're back. Jesse.
Hello.
Take your hotel.
Hello.
His name is Bill. Doesn't he sound like a girl?
Yes.
That was a good song. Mm-hmm.
I like that song.
Dude, they're so big time in Europe, it's ridiculous.
Where are they from originally?
Germany. Yeah.
Deutschland.
That lead singer does look like a chick.
Hey, we're going to Germany.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to Hamburg. And where else?
Hamburg.
Yeah.
CKY's got a bunch of new tour dates on the myspace.com/CKY and CKYalliance.com.
We're going down south.
Yeah, we ain't been down there in a while.
Down south, is you?
Man,
I want to know why Hannah hasn't been coming around.
I know. No, it's his chicken jersey, dude.
I know. Uh-oh. You get a girlfriend, and you fucking, you just don't come around.
This looks everything.
I knew it.
Well, what's the deal, dude?
Been around for 2 days.
Why don't you bring her around to Westchester? Why do you go to her town?
Oh, shit.
What, do you have all these new friends?
Why do you gotta make it look like I'm making shit up on the so?
Do you have new friends in Jersey?
New friends.
No, but I got a girl in Jersey.
Hey, babe, I'm going.
Well, why don't you show her a good time and have her come around?
Because she's got a 7-year-old.
Hang out with Mooch.
Oh. Hey, babe, I'm going on the CKY tour and I'll be back. No, don't tell me. I want you to break in with a ski mask.
Dude, my girl asked me.
What?
Dude,
what,
this is the greatest story I've ever heard
really?
In my entire life.
No
this
way.
Is her fantasy and it's going to come to life. When Hannah goes on this fucking tour.
Pay me a picture.
And he comes back.
I will.
All right, go ahead, Hannah.
My sweet babe. I was on tour for, almost a month. It was 26 days, I believe.
That's a long time.
You know, you talk on the phone and shit like that. You know, sorry, guys, but I had to jerk off in a bunk to my girl talking to me and shit like that. Whoever was under me, sorry, I forget. But anyway, we got home. We were in Philly. We played Philly the last, and she wanted me to go after Philly. Get to her house, wear a ski mask.
What?
Listen. Break in. She
no,
wanted me to listen.
Like official break in. Like
she wanted me to break in through a window, through whatever. Break in. No. That's half the fantasy, dude. She needs to be locked in and secured.
What?
She wanted to break in
and
what?
And then rape her.
I've read about this. Keep going.
She wants to come in. Wearing all black, with a ski mask on, not know who the fuck it was. She knows who it was. She looked out. Wanted me to come in and rape.
And made
how do you feel about that?
How do you
did rape? You do it?
Whoa. Yeah.
Wait, do you think that your girlfriend may
you've done
have
it?
Maybe some issues?
Wait, he did it.
Did you
I
do
did
it?
Yeah, I did it.
Yeah!
You did it?
Fucking bravo!
Oh, well,
you don't do what your girl asks you to do, you
hey, man. Well,
did you enjoy raping her?
Hey, what if I said
that's
for Murray to wear
I
on a ski mask?
I enjoyed pleasing her,
yeah.
What if
so.
I said for Murray to wear
I'm
on a ski mask?
Not raping, she wanted it, come on.
That's fucking
suppose
weird.
Murray did. Yeah. Just ski mask. He breaks in.
He's got a skinnier frame.
You know what? My dick is sweeter.
It was probably a bad idea to tell that story to all these dudes.
Oh, dude, that is a bad idea.
What if she just called
the
cops?
She lives in Germany anyway.
And
yeah,
hid
she's
fuck.
In,
and then he gets
she lives
arrested.
In Huntington Beach.
She's that's what she wanted me
Europe.
To do.
Yeah, but Mary in a ski mask and it's a hospital uniform right now.
Dude,
ski mask sales are going way up after this.
Weren't you like, hun, I'm leaving for tour and I'll be back. And she cut you off and said, no, I don't want to know.
So wait, so like 3 months went by and then you just broke into her house?
It was 2016.
Did you honestly really have a ski mask on?
No.
I didn't have a ski mask, but I did break in.
Would you have on?
Yeah, right. He was at the truck
stop. Were you wearing all black?
He was at all the Flying J's looking at all the ski masks.
It's called ravishment when girls want to have the fancy of getting raped.
Some people call it rape. Some people call it sleep sex.
Some people call it Wednesday.
Well, you can't rape the willing. You can't rape the willing, but...
Well, that's where the fancy.
Wow. Yeah, ravaged.
Just picture your girlfriend being like, okay, you're on tour. I want you, because I haven't seen you in 3 weeks, I want you to break in with a ski mask on and break in officially, like break a window, whatever. Like, and then I want you to like hold me down big time and then full-blown rape me.
Was she rich?
Dude, she wants me to choke her and shit. She's awesome.
Oh, man. No,
she's awesome.
Anal shit.
Nice. Yes.
Are you going to break in again?
Anything goes.
Anything goes? Yeah. Are you going to break in once again?
It's challenging because she has a 7-year-old boy, so you kind of got to like rape away from the boy. Yeah.
You have to break in away from his room.
You have to rape quiet.
You got to break in and scare and rape her and make sure you don't scare a 7-year-old child.
Rape. Quiet rape. I get it.
Yeah. Well, how'd you get in?
Yeah,
how
did
through
a window? Was it open or did you get to break?
God damn it, Hannah. Do you know how fucking funny that is?
That is awesome.
That's probably like it doesn't really get any better than that, does it, Jeff?
Here it is. It was summertime, so she's got an air conditioner, so you fucking push the air conditioner onto the couch. You get in there, and then...
Don't tell him how to do it.
You're explaining how to...
She's in a different house. It doesn't matter.
That's a conspiracy, though.
This is ridiculous.
She moved right afterwards. So
yeah, the whole situation's fucking ridiculous, but Hannah did it.
I don't think you need
He's
to know it.
Explaining,
be
like,
too
all right,
smart
well,
on know how to...
The air conditioner, you just open the window, push the air conditioner onto the couch like he's got it off.
Dude, I've seen, like, foot fetishes. I've seen, like, people, like... you know, whatever, but like breaking in and getting raped with a ski mask on.
Dude, so many girls have rape fantasies.
What if it wasn't you? You think she's.
It could have been Mary.
There's probably a website, rapefantasy.com.
She knew it was you.
She knew when I was getting home. She knew.
Did you walk in naked or did you just slam her on the bed? Like.
Turn the lights out and have Murray come in. Let's see if she deals with it.
She knows.
What happens when you're done? Do you just take the mask off? Go,
look, Murray's now thinking about it. You want to know the address, don't you?
It's
South Jersey. That's all I'll tell you.
He wants to map quest.
South Jersey.
Someone's going to follow you home tonight.
We're at a Coatesville?
The Ville.
Hospital.
Nah, dude, she's awesome.
Fucking fanta, dude.
Come on, dude. You never fulfilled your girl's fantasy before?
Yeah, but that, I mean, come
That's
on.
That's a little bit different of a fantasy, I'm sure, but.
Yeah, most come girls' on. Fantasies don't involve ski masks.
Well, what are you, jealous?
So what did you do, honey? You came up to the window.
Yeah. I'm fucking outgoing.
Such
I
a creeper.
Came up to the window dressed as
what? What time of night?
Look, it wasn't my fucking
What time
idea.
Of
I
night?
Just
what time of night?
It was after the show, so it had to be around 4 in the morning.
Yes.
That's even better.
Did they have dogs?
In the fucking morning, he's barging on in, breaking the fucking window to rape his own girlfriend.
What, is she going to call the cops for getting fucked the way she wants?
Out of the rapist.
She could be setting you up.
What's she gonna take? My air? That's all I got.
That's a fucking episode of Law and Order.
But
right
if
there.
She called the cops, which she could have, you could have been in big, big trouble, and then you'd have to prove that you were her boyfriend.
We've been together for a year. I don't think she's going to call the cops on me. Fuck her. What she wants.
But what if she wants?
Some of you guys should try fucking your girl while you want.
What did
she
you,
wants.
What did you say to her while you were fucking her?
Were you, like, breathing all heavy? Like,
you change your voice?
Shut up, dude.
Once she's awake and soaking in the bed, it doesn't matter.
Shut up, bitch.
Shut the fuck up, bitch. Is that what you said?
You strangle her, you smack her in the face a couple times, she's all horny.
Don't make this rape.
Did you apologize afterwards?
Hell no.
That's fucking foreplay right there.
She apologized. For what? I don't know.
She apologized.
I can imagine being quite dramatic on you.
It was weird, but yeah. Whatever, I'm getting laid finally.
Dude, that's excellent.
I never heard that.
Are there animals in the black house?
It was weird, but
what?
Hey,
does
I
she
was
have a dog
late.
Or something you gotta watch out for?
God damn it, Fanta.
I don't think I can do it.
Fanta, you're pure gold.
Fanta, it's probably, it's probably, it could be the best ever. Like,
come on, dude, the girl wants to get fucked. She
the best is,
fucked.
She said it, and then you did it.
What other reason is there to do it?
Yeah, but I mean, like, that seems like a story that's like all talk, no action, you know?
Oh,
yeah,
dude, baby,
it'll
fill.
Happen, it'll happen. No, you broke in. You broke into your girlfriend's house to rape right. her.
Let's take some calls.
Yeah,
let's
take some calls. Yeah.
Right. Anybody have a rape fantasy? Come on.
Man, that's ridiculous.
That music's scary.
Yeah, you want to make another
one? Right. Let's take a call.
Come on, man. Take some calls. Anybody on the phone anymore?
Let's get some girls on the line that have similar Jazz. Fantasies.
Okay. All right. Anybody on the phone?
I am.
Lilith.
Huh? Yeah.
Hey, Lilith, where are you from?
I'm from Michigan.
Michigan.
Oh.
What up, Michigan?
Yay, Michigan sucks.
Detroit, what?
What?
Detroit? Okay, Detroit's pretty cool. CKY played there recently. Awesome show, guys.
It's so cold in the D.
It's so cold in the D.
How the fuck do we supposed to keep?
I do have to say that I do have a fantasy that involves a ski mask.
Really?
Yes.
See, now you want to get broken into and raped too?
Yeah, you want me to break in?
Oh, heck yeah.
Do you want Hannah to break in and rape?
As long as I get to see the tattoo and lick it, I'm fine.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, the Finland tattoo?
Finland tat.
The Finland tat.
All right, that sounds good. What's your address? See, it's a medium fantasy, Fanta.
Enough, enough. It's all play. It's all for fun.
Yeah. I think a lot of girls are all talk, no action.
Yeah, it's all
hey. Not all of us.
So you came to the Detroit show, huh? St. Andrews Hall?
Yes, I did. Yes,
yeah,
I did.
She got finger, but I know she got fucked.
I went, I went to the Detroiter bar right next door afterwards. I love that place.
Sweet.
Just because Clutch wrote a song about it, that's the only reason.
She doesn't give a shit, dude. She doesn't know Jess.
I'm trying to get fucked in weird ways.
Right.
What did you call about, Lilith?
I called because I've been supposedly talking to, I guess, somebody who's saying they're BAM on MySpace.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah? And who's that?
Somebody's
pretending?
I
don't know. I don't know. Well, they have a, it's the official MySpace of
BAM. Is that me? All right, well, it's honestly Shit Goose who's sitting right next to me. He claims to be me on MySpace.
What,
so.
Did he type you some weird shit or what? I run it.
What'd you say to her?
Okay, so Shit Goose told me that I could call in and give you an interview then.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, do it.
What do you want to interview me about?
So you did it.
Well, actually, I run a fan page on MySpace as well and one on LiveJournal. And I actually had fans... Right in. Give me questions, so.
Okay.
Shoot.
I'm ready.
Okay. Okay, four first question we have is from Gone with the Sin, and she wants to know, what is one of the biggest misconceptions that people have about you?
About me?
Uh-huh.
Jess, answer this one.
No, you got to answer.
Biggest misconception.
They think he's 8.5 feet tall.
Yes.
He's not.
Yeah, everybody says that I'm shorter in person. That's one.
Everybody
but,
thinks Bam is Jess's older brother.
Yeah. Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know.
Everybody's like, hey, where's your younger brother? I'm like, I don't have one. I have an older brother.
I have three kids, so I'm 31, but I feel 41. I don't know who could confuse the
so
age.
So what's that
thing.
Make me 52?
You got no kids, so it brings you back down.
Yeah, yeah, you look
you're
like
dating a 22-year-old.
You look younger than me, Chad.
Yeah, shut up. Not you, Jez.
Question number two.
So what do you got, Lilith?
Okay, another one. It's from Pebbles and Bam. I know. I've seen pictures of you at Forks and wanted to know if you were a big Twilight fan, or if it was Missy.
That's Missy. Yeah. Well, we were in Seattle because CKY was playing, and so was the Veronicas, and then I had dinner with the goddamn Jonas Brothers, which is cool. They're cool dudes, but they were sipping
pictures.
On Sprites, and I was sipping on red wine.
Mose.
So it was kind of weird because I'm getting hammered, and they're not, and they have their purity rings on.
Get your purity ring.
Are they other teens yet? The older
so
teens?
We had a day to kill, so we went to Forks, yes, because Missy wanted to.
Okay.
Well, we watched it. Remember, Lou and I, we watched it with you, dude.
Did you see the Twilight skit on YouTube?
I did. I loved it. That's great.
Of Novak, he's a pile right now.
Yes, so
he's a
many
piece
people.
Of, he's a pure piece of shit right now.
Just yeah, right that's now. Sad. That's really sad.
You yeah, I know.
So much, you do so much for him.
Well, I can't control him.
Right.
Question three.
Okay, another question. You said your house was really close to the Brandywine battlefield. Has you or anyone ever experienced anything strange because of it?
Spookiness? Like haunted stuff?
Yeah.
Mary survived.
No, but I did have D. Camello fly a kite during a lightning storm at the Brandywine battlefield because it seemed kind of Benjamin Franklin-ish.
What about that person that killed himself?
Oh, line. Yeah. Well,
it's like, oh, cool. Bring that up.
That's a touchy subject.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Party.
Question four.
Okay,
question
next
four.
One.
What do
next
we have?
One.
75 questions?
No,
only
you
four.
Can,
I said four.
You can kick me off the line whenever you want to.
Bullshit. I'm having fun.
Now?
Okay. Is tell us about any new shows that you have planned coming up.
Well, it's all like. We're doing a special with MTV2. I have a new book coming out on November 14th. It's called Sirius's Dog Dirt.
Nice.
And it's basically everything from the past 10 years, all photos taken and documented. And pretty fucking cool book, dude.
I thought it was called Sirius's Shit Water.
Yeah, but they can't say that. It borders and shit like that. So we changed it to Sirius's Dog Dirt.
Nice word. It's a good idea.
So we're doing a 1-hour special on Friday with that, and Chad has to be here. And then we're doing Spike TV, 6 episodes of going to England to do the Tough Man competition. Then we're going to Istanbul to do the Oil Man wrestling thing. We're just going to be dickheads. And then Jackass 3 starts in January.
Yeah.
I was going to ask if that was actually confirmed or not.
It's pretty much confirmed, but I didn't sign anything yet.
Yeah, I got a question. How old are you?
Me? I'm 30. I
not
just turned
you,
30.
Bam. Happy goddamn birthday.
No, you're technically not 30 for another week.
Lilith. How old are you?
How old are you?
33.
33.
Okay.
Mm.
Ooh. Mm. Nice ripe age.
What? How many kids do you have?
What?
How many kids do you have?
Two.
Two.
I know, bummer.
Just like,
you just went from like an 8.
It goes along with that whole gotta sneak in and be really quiet and not wake up the kids, right?
Oh, kind of like how Hannah did.
Yeah.
Are you overweight?
What?
Are you overweight? I was just wondering.
No, I'm not.
This is production, by the way. I was thinking about
I've actually
you.
Seen her like, on the mind.
Production only likes overweight girls and he raps about them all the time.
Take a fat bitch home. No, but I fuck dimes, not nickels, and I was just wondering if a Detroit ride was like worth it. It's only like $60 to get out there. I don't know. It might be worth it. But you just
maybe.
Why are you single?
No, yeah. She's a silent six now.
Well, do you want production to come in with a ski mask on?
Production almost won $1,000 last night. On
almost.
Fuck
no,
butt.
I should have won a goddamn.
You didn't document it.
I'm not gonna give you $1,000
if you. Yeah, a used condom. Boy, anybody could jack off into a fucking condom.
I ain't a fucking liar.
I could do that in 5 minutes or less.
No, I want to hear question 5.
There was only 4.
What's question 5?
Okay.
There was only 4 left.
Between your. Worst accident in skateboarding and worst accident doing stunts. Which one hurt you the most?
The worst, and it still won't go away, is Bloodhound Gang. They were filming Cribs at Evil Jared Hasselhoff's place, and he has a moat. And it's a 7-foot cliff into a moat that is apparently 7 foot deep. And I asked how deep it was, and I drove this banana car into the moat thinking I was going to get hurt, but I didn't. So I was pretty happy
like
about
Murray.
That. So I stood on top of the roof when it was sinking, and I was all happy that I wasn't hurt. So I did a gainer off the top, went in head first. The thing was 2 feet deep, and I cracked my head open, and my neck is still not the same.
Let me put my mic up to your neck. Do the crack.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and I had 16 staples in my head. All right, here we go.
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh.
Every day, all day.
God, I wish I could crack my neck. That's not fair.
No, well, it's, I wanted to fuck you.
Hey, man, I would take your neck any day. My neck Osher's sucks. Neck. I want a whole new body. I need new body parts.
I'll give you a new body.
I'll trade with you.
Stem cell research.
All right, my address is 435. Everybody send me money so I get new body parts.
I think everyone knows your address.
I need like a Mike Tyson leg. And I need. I'm serious. Like my knee hurts.
I'm a beast.
Foot hurts.
I'll donate my ankle.
You're getting old there, Bammy.
Oh yeah, I'm 30. Sucks,
dude. It's horrible.
30's the new 20s.
Marty like a rock star.
I'm playing 69 eyes. It was good talking to you, Lilith.
Why?
From Myth.
It's all right.
What?
Being, yeah. What are you bummed out about being 30? It's
pretty, yeah, I am bummed out.
It's
I'm
pretty
go,
decent, dude.
No, I'm pissed, man.
It's fucking awesome, better, dude.
Play track 3. That ain't gone.
It's awesome, dude. 30. I'm fucking gonna be 30 in a second, dude.
Fucking 30 dirty.
All right, here we go. Dirty 30. 69 eyes.
Dirty 30. Radio
band. Radio band.
Look curable.
Bam, I can't believe you.
Well, in the meantime,
call Radio Bam now at 877 porn bag.
What's that? Is this kids?
I don't know.
That's 877 porn bag. Can
I do it?
Faction.
I don't have it. All right, Finland chick. I don't have it. Yeah, you do.
Well, I'm looking for it, but it's hard to work.
I went to a sex show in Finland recently, Jesse.
I heard all about it.
Yeah, and I didn't know why I was going there. I'm like, why is somebody flying me and all my friends to Finland? I want to know. And Franz is like, oh, it's a surprise. I'm like, fuck a surprise. I know that I'm coming here to do something. I want to know what I'm doing. It's a surprise. So when I get there, Belladonna's there in a limo, the porn star. And then I read the thing, and it says, Bam and Belladonna are hosting a sex event for 2 days straight.
That's ludicrous.
And I guess the money was so good that Franz couldn't say no, so he just said yes.
Yeah.
And didn't ask me about it at all. Fucking asshole, piece of shit, faggot. Yeah.
So what was it? Just people fucking or something?
Kind of.
Signed autographs. Check it out. Here's one of them.
What's wrong? What's sad? Why are you sad?
I have been dating this woman for 8 years.
To meet Bam?
To meet Bam.
8 years? Did you want to get a photo with them?
Yes!
What's your name? She's waited 8 years to meet Bam. She's very excited. What's your name?
Susanna.
Can you say you're listening to Radio Bam?
What?
You're listening to Radio Bam?
No! Listening Radio Bam.
Well, I guess you are now. What does that feel like?
I'm so fucking great.
Sorry, it gets good.
Jesus Christ. Who acts like that?
That's awesome.
Lawrence
Goyle, everyone.
Hey, Lawrence. Hey.
Lawrence Goyle.
Luke Goyle, grab that microphone.
Luke Goyle.
Luke, did you shower?
Luke Goyle here, just showered, cleaned up.
Yeah, you showered because you were such a fucking piece of shit at the sound show that you barfed all over the back of the Mercedes everywhere.
Yeah.
I actually devoted, I introed the sounds at the TLA, was it last night? No, two nights ago. And I say, the Sounds is one of our favorite bands. We played at the wedding with Iggy Pop, and it was fucking awesome, and we've been waiting. By the way, this first song goes out to Lou Goyle, who's such a fucking piece of shit. He barfed all over the back of the Mercedes. Fuck you. Here's the Sounds.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, he threw up a lot that night, man.
Where'd they play at? TLA?
I just said that, Dick.
Where was that? Where were we? We're
at the club. I'm very hungover.
First case of alcohol.
Because it was one of those fucking clubs where you had to buy like a $400 bottle of vodka and you were just slugging it like a shit. Yeah, you were hell.
That was a great birthday. Thank you.
He was dancing with everybody in the club. Like in 1 minute, he danced with every single person. And then this hot girl came up to him and started dancing with him. And he just picks her up, throws her on the couch, and then starts dancing more.
Another girl. That's how I had to get rid of him. I just had to pick him up.
Why do you want to get rid of her?
I had to dance with everyone.
You wanted to dance with Jocaso, didn't you?
Did we dance? I think I danced with Missy, actually, that night. We romped and bumped.
Speaking of dancing.
Didn't you want the Veronica's twins or whatever? The Veronica twins?
Yeah, but let's not talk about that.
Why not?
Sore subject.
What if they hear?
They're in... Where are they from?
You'll
Russia?
Be lucky.
They're in Russia.
No, they're from fucking Australia, Brisbane.
Yeah, I have a crush on them.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Murray, I thought you almost died yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, being that you're late, we already did this, Lou Goyle. I'm playing the Rakes, speaking of dancing.
The Rakes.
What, are you going to play another song?
Yeah, this is the Rakes from England.
Damn, you know what? Let's all dance right now.
You got a dance fever.
Can we dance?
It's called We Dance Together, and it's pretty fucking awesome. All right,
if you're
awesome.
At home, if you're at home, you guys can feel free to dance, too.
Oh, here we go. Dude, I'm turning it up.
All right.
Fuck yeah.
We danced together on the roof of the party. Five stories removed from the troubles on the street. The sun arose revealing the goosebumps on your arms. A sign that we should move together somewhere warm. We dance together. We dance together.
Radio Bam. We're going hot right now. Stop.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy ho.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction.
Prince. Louis. Lawrence.
Louis.
Lou Goyle.
You're all alone now.
Lou Bro.
This is how you call.
Lawrence.
Louis.
Louis.
Here he comes.
Louis.
He's running. He's in full sprint, like a young deer. He's like a, he looks like a young deer right now, like a fawn.
What's this?
There he is. He's here.
What is that?
Oh, it's a photo of Franz's dick and Novak's dick and Lou Goyle in the middle of it all.
That shit was hanging up life-size, bigger than life-size, outside a family party. There was like so many random regular people there.
There was like 11-year-olds running around.
It was like nice catering and pictures of your friend's cocks outside.
You're so, like, hang it up. I'm like,
all right, hey, Hannah. Fat.
Louie, hang that up, dude.
I have this friend named Carl, and he just decided to start selling weed all of a sudden, and his name is Carl.
Not Carl.
And, yes.
Pick a better
name. Not from the Moxie. Not Carl from the Moxie.
No. Another Carl. And he goes, he just starts selling it. He doesn't know anything about it. He goes to the Pottery Barn to buy, like, Tupperware so he could put the weed in it. And then he goes back to his car, and it's surrounded by police officers. Surrounded. There's, like, three police officers blocking his car in. He gets all paranoid. He walks right past the whole thing, and they're all looking at him. He's like, hello. Then he goes to Bravo Pizza, acts like he's hungry, eats a slice of pizza, waiting for the drama to die down. But no, they're still there. So then he calls up eight of his buddies, and nobody answers. Then now he resorts to calling his dad and telling him everything. He spills his motherfucking guts. He says, Dad, I just decided to start selling weed 2 days ago, and there's police all over the car. I think the dogs smell the weed or something like that. So his dad comes to the rescue. He pulls around the corner, and there's six black dudes that just got caught shoplifting. And that's what it was all about. He was just paranoid.
He was paranoid.
Now his dad knows all this information. This Carl guy.
Carl seems like a
this
rookie.
This one Carl.
Rookie mistake.
So the guy's name really isn't Carl?
Carl probably.
It's a code name.
Yeah.
Kenny probably should stop selling weed.
Now everyone thinks Carl from the Moxie is a drug dealer.
Carl?
It's not Carl.
I know a lot of Carls. I know a lot of Hannahs.
Sure you
No, I don't. I know two Hannahs.
I know a lot of hot Carls.
I know a shitload of Jessies.
I know Carl's Jr.
Carl's Jr.? Yeah.
Jesse lives with a Jesse.
Yeah, and she's hot.
Yeah, I know.
Jess, everybody wants to fuck her.
He knows.
Including Lou Goyle.
He knows. Can you share this mic?
Lou Goyle.
Hey.
Jess, is she single?
Yes.
She is?
Single as
Goyle,
shit.
You're in.
You're in, Lou.
You're a handsome dude.
Lou Goyle, you're in.
You're skinny with a beer gut.
You
with
definitely would get her before
my
I would.
Cousin.
Yeah, she's cute.
You hang out with Jocasa all the time. Why don't you listen to him and his health situation?
I got great relationship advice.
Well,
if
his antics.
I let her know that I still believe in love.
Listen,
is that your game? You tell him you still believe in love?
You know, Lou, follow
I
your heart.
I believe in postcards, love letters, flowers.
Dude, she just wants
I believe
to fuck.
In love.
She just wants to fuck. Let's get it.
Well, hey.
Let's get real, Lou Goyle.
Don't be afraid to smile, though. Okay?
Never.
I love your love letter tactic in Canada.
You wrote her a love letter?
No, he was walking around with an envelope, like, and that was his game. He's like, I'm trying to find a post office because I got to send this love letter. And every girl he talked to was like, oh.
Yeah. every hot girl I would see, I would say.
Even at the restaurant festival.
Hey, babe, do you know where the closest post office is within, like, 10 miles? I got to walk there and deliver this
Did you get pussy out of it?
So yeah, many times. Dude,
totally.
Really?
Yeah.
Goyle, how much pussy did you get on this tour?
Foot pussy or real pussy?
Ugh. Foot pussy.
Well,
easy.
Foot
easy.
Pussy a lot. Real pussy not much.
Like twice.
Real pussy 0. Foot pussy 12 to 15 times.
Can somebody tell me what foot pussy is?
It's like when you make your 2 feet into a pussy and then you can fuck it.
What?
Big wide pussies?
Yeah, like a foot pussy. Yeah.
And you can have, it's possible to have a soggy foot pussy.
Soggy,
possible,
saggy.
Sounds definite.
Fishy,
saggy, soggy, whatever you have, you know, sure.
Foot pussy.
Louis sold merch for us for a tour, and this one time he forgot to put out one of the good designs or whatever. So I was like, Louis, man, what the fuck? Like, we just, like, you didn't even put that design out. That sucks. What the fuck are you thinking? Blah, blah, blah. And he just looks at me and he just goes, shut up and kiss me.
Ruined your anger right away.
Oh, man.
I can't stay mad at you.
Hey, best babe. Best way to turn it around.
Shut up and kiss me.
Hey, babe, you tried to fight me last night. You remember that?
What happened?
Dude. We left the bar.
Well, is what happened, I'll tell everybody, is what happened was, what was I drinking? Something that I normally don't drink.
No, what were you drinking? Everything?
Skull vodka.
It's a new thing.
So I got it for my birthday, and I drank it, and you I drank and it Carrie. All. Me and Carrie drank it all. Carrie's trying to fight everybody, too.
Everybody. You two were like,
it's like an anger
terrible.
Drink. Oh, yeah, I was mad. But what happened?
So we leave the bar, and I'm like, that's another story, but I'm supposed to bang this chick. And then we had to get rid of Ernesto, some dude that was just a crazy dude. And I roll up, I'm walking back, and you shoulder check the shit out of this dude who's walking with his girlfriend. And I turn around and I was like, don't worry about him, he's just a jackass. And like, you turn around, you're like, what the fuck? You want to fucking fight? Let's go right now. And I thought he was joking, so I'm like, fuck you, pussy. I'll kick your ass. Let's go. So I start taking off my jacket. Bam didn't realize who the fuck it was while Chad and somebody else were holding him back until I was 1 foot in front of his face. He wanted to fight me.
Jesus Christ.
It was completely obscene.
You know what I was doing? Watching TV. I missed it all.
You're going to go out tonight to Juliet's concert, Stars of Flight?
Juliet Lewis tonight. And going, actually, dudes. Let me get stoked on it by playing some him. Let me play my favorite him song. Give me a second, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that what it's called? Chess?
Lazy
Oh,
gentleman.
Yeah, she was in a him video, right?
And then maybe we'll fight.
Why don't you play in a him video.
Why don't you play the song of the video that she was in?
Because I like something better. You know what? I'm going to play something that nobody has ever heard.
I'm into it.
It's totally
awesome. You haven't even heard it.
Well,
where'd you get your tattoos from,
Bam? Hey, Kat Von D.
Is that Lou guy over there?
All right, I think we're out of here. We're going to Juliet Lewis's concert, but I'm going to end this with my favorite hymn song. It's called, well, fuck you, here it is. No, this isn't it. Shit, I fucked up. Here we go.
Oops.
Ready? There we go. This is my favorite hymn song.
All right, bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Say bye-bye, Raider.
Bye-bye.
Raider.
This is 28 Faction.
There was a time when I could breathe my life into you. One by one, your pale fingers started to move. And I touched your face. And all death was erased, and you smiled like an angel fallen from heaven. Oh, just to be lifted up again. Oh. And you kissed my lips. You brought me back to life. And all things come to an end. We don't have to pretend. Slowly we fall asleep and never wake up again. Oh, we so cries like. So like a vampire Christ. We'll be right back.
life into you. And all things come to an end. Oh, we don't have to pretend. Slowly we fall asleep.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.